now interrupt our service for a most informative infomercial.
The following is an unpaid advertisement for the Unitarian Universalist Church.
The following is an unpaid advertisement for the Unitarian Universalist Church of Nashua.
Spiritual seekers, are you tired of the endless quest to answers to life's toughest questions? Has this ever happened to you?
There are just so many books on religion and spirituality, and all of them contain knowledge and wisdom. There's the Bible, the Quran, Krom, Buddhism, the Kabbalah, books on Wiccan, books on pagans, Robert's Rules of Order. It's all so confusing. How do I know where to start?
Oh. I'm Steve Hedges, and this morning we're going to talk about Sue's problem. A problem shared by millions of people around the world. Sue suffers from an ailment all too common in today's hectic world. Doctors have a name for it, but we call it Spiritus Overdosis Syndrome, or SOS. SOS, while not recognized by any medical or religious authorities, is very real to many people, maybe even you, or someone you know. In order to explore this, ways to bring relief to sufferers of the tragic and devastating condition that is SOS, we have with us today Professor Phil N. DeBlanc, the world's leading expert. Good morning, Professor DeBlanc.
Good morning, Steve. It is my pleasure to be with all of you here today.
Professor DeBlanc, in your most recent book, Ways to Bring Relief to the Sufferers of the Tragic and Devastating Condition that is SOS, you postulate that the quickest way to overcome SOS can be found at your local Unitarian Universalist Church. Why UU? How would you describe UU's? Can you give us some more detail?
Thank you for that subtle plug for my book and for your wonderful question. UU's believe that there is wisdom in most, if not all, of the world's religions. They feel each religion is valuable for what it can tell us about ourselves and our world, and how people can find religious meaning and direction. Individual freedom of belief is one of the basic UU principles. Found in today's churches are humanism, agnosticism, atheism, theism, liberal Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, neo-paganism, and earth spiritualism. These beliefs are not mutually exclusive. It's possible to hold more than one. While UUs are bound by a set of common principles, they leave it to the individual to decide what particular beliefs lead to those principles.
Wow, that's pretty diverse and covers a lot of territory. How can someone tell if Unitarian Universalism might be right for them and might help them with SOS?
Actually, Steve, there is a simple test that we give people to see if they have UU leanings, and I want to share it with you and the congregation today. You may be a UU if you think socks are too formal for Sunday service. Or if belly dancing has ever been a part of your Sunday service. Or if you consider Millard Fillmore one of the greatest UU presidents. Or if you think whatever is a valid theological point. Or if you have to use interpretive dance to explain your personal theology. Or if you take your day planner to church instead of the Bible. Or if you believe in one God, more or less. Or if you are unsure about the gender of God. Or if you own 6 pairs of Birkenstocks and your favorite pair needs to be thrown away. Or if you get Newt Gingrich confused with the Grinch who stole Christmas. Or if you think the Holy Trinity is reduce, reuse, and recycle. Or, if you get mail from committees you didn't know you were on. Or, if an episode from the news of Lake Wobegon has changed your life.
Still a little confused there, Professor. Can you explain the difference between an agnostic, an atheist, and a Unitarian Universalist?
Why, of course. I don't know. I don't care.
One way or the other.
Now, given what you've told us about the UUs, what would it mean if you walked into a UU church and saw a woman kneeling with her head bowed?
It would probably mean that she's tying her shoelace.
Now, symbolism is such a large part of religion. Can you give us some insight into the use of symbolism in the UU church?
I am reminded of the story of three school children that were talking about their religions one day during recess. "I am a Catholic," said one, "and our symbol is the cross. I am Jewish," said the second, "and our symbol is the Star of David." And the third child said, "I am a Unitarian Universalist, and our symbol is a candle in a cocktail glass."
Very clear. Now, tradition and ceremony also play a part in most religions. Do the UUs have sacraments?
Of course they do, Steve. The four UU sacraments are coffee, discussion, pledging, and committee work.
Professor DeBlanc, in the past I attended a service at a Unitarian Universalist church as a visitor.
And so how did you like it?
Well, you know, after sitting through the whole service, I only believed half the things that minister said.
Oh, good. Then I think you'll fit right in.
Now, Professor DeBlanc, getting back to the SOS thing, what can you tell us about what goes on in a UU church? What kinds of programs are offered that can help sufferers of SOS?
The local church is at the heart of attacking SOS. This particular church offers Sunday services, religious education for children in preschool through adulthood, monthly twilight services, discussions with God, yoga classes, religious discussion groups on topics like the Bible, gender issues, men's issues, books, and Jack Kerouac and the Beat Generation.
Wow, that's quite a list of offerings.
But wait, there's more. They have this wonderful Greek Revival church building, Ferry Beach Weekend, Cardigan Mountain Weekend, a wonderful music program with adult and treble choirs, the annual Goods and Services Auction, circle suppers, crop walks, the Granite State organizing process, and the Christmas Eve service.
Wow, that is quite a list.
But wait, there's still more. I just had to catch my breath. There's the UU Symbols, the Fellowship Artist Gallery, facilities for weddings and memorial services, the Halloween celebration, Simple Gifts Coffee House, covenant groups, and most importantly of all, a loving, caring community of like-minded folks that offer guidance and support for you and your individual spiritual journey.
And how much would something like this cost?
As an individual, if you were going to create and run a church that would offer all of these programs, you might have to pay $300,000, $400,000, or even $500,000 a year, maybe more.
That's way out of my league.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you see, that is the beauty of having a congregation. No one has to pay that much. But if we all just pledge our fair share, we all get to enjoy the benefits that the church has to offer.
Well, there you have it, friends. An easy answer to SOS.
Yeah, it sounds way too good to be true. But I can see now how it all fits together. If we all just do a little bit, my problem is solved. Now, my next problem is, how do I get started?
Sue, now we come to the truly easy part. You can pick up your pledge packet after you leave the sanctuary and go into the dining room after the service. Just pledge your fair share.
And that's it?
Well, yes, that's all there is to it. That, and be sure to talk to the canvasser when they call you. You'll be over SOS in no time.
Now, Professor DeBlanc, a couple of last questions. Why did the Unitarian Universalist cross the road?
Well, that's easy. To support the chicken in a search for its own path.
How many UUs does it take to change a light bulb like those light bulbs?
Well, that's pretty hard to say. Let's discuss it over some of that good fair trade coffee after you pick up your pledge package.
Well, thank you, Professor, and goodbye.
This offer was written to in the most red states.